I'm going to be telling a bit of a story and trying to draw some conclusions from it. One of the last words that Vander used was territoriality, and I'm seeing what we can do about getting beyond territoriality. It's absolutely obvious that knowledge workers these days universally use computers. But people do have a tendency to live in their own professional silos. BCS Kidam is one attempt to kind of break down the walls between specialisms internal to that society and also between computing-type bods and knowledge organization-type bods. And basically, the story is about starting where you are and reaching out to other people. The British Computer Society was founded 50 years ago. It's a membership society for IT professionals, currently a membership of about 60,000. It got a royal charter a couple of decades back. And it's got a number of specialist groups. Currently, I think it's something like 52 specialist groups. Now, some of the specialist groups are in the areas that you could say they're specialisms within IT practice or IT management. So, for instance, there's a Fortran group, human-computer interface, artificial intelligence, project management, configuration management, and there used to be one on displays, which I think is defunct now. Then there's a group of specialist groups which you could say were kind of application area SGs, and that includes data management, a whole number of various health informatics specialist groups, information retrieval, payroll, some more like that. My road of entry into the British Computer Society is through the electronic publishing specialist group, which is one of these kind of application type SGs. Then there are a couple of odd ones. I don't mean this at all disparagingly, but there's the Computer Arts Society and the Computer Conservation Society. They are a bit harder to categorize. And some SGs are big and some are small, and some got big budgets and some got small budgets, and some have been going for an awfully long time, some for almost as long as the society itself. The way that things have developed, traditionally, the BCS specialist groups have recruited a lot of people who've not been members of the BCS. And some of these are interesting because that means that you get people from other kind of professional interests who are circulating within something that's attached to the BCS. Now, if you look at things kind of longish term, you'll see that there's always been a certain number, not necessarily a lot, but a certain number of people who had one foot in the IT world and one foot in another profession. It might be a medical profession, it could be knowledge management profession, whatever. For a long time, there have been knowledge workers who were quite computer savvy. But then if you look at what happened to computers themselves, there are kind of certain key points where their usefulness in knowledge work obviously changed. So if you go back to the mid to late 1970s, when you can start to now get a useful amount of textual data on a floppy disk, maybe 360K, you then find applications that are to do with knowledge and information product production that are using computers. And this is sort of where I come into it as well, because my background is more as a graphic designer and a writer and a typographer. So end of the 70s, early 80s, I'm specifying typesetting instructions, which are then going to go off to a Quadratech or an iTech and be coded up so they can be spewed out on bits of bromide, and I get the scalpels and the cow gum and paste things up in order to make camera-ready copy. And also around that time, you see the birth of word processing. And then moving a little bit on, in the 1980s, it becomes enormously useful to publishers to know how computers work. That's basically how books and journals are being produced. Out go the linotype machines at the newspapers. And if I just mention a few trade names, that would be the Amstrad PCW, which was, for a lot of writers, their first introduction to using a computer. Apple Macintosh, of course, PageMaker, PostScript language, Tech, Windows, and Standard Generalized Markup Language, SGML. That's 1980s for you. 1990s, well, it's obvious what the big thing there is. It's the web. And suddenly, you find that not only is the computer being used to produce books and the computer being used to index and catalog books in libraries, but suddenly the computer's just opened up its great big maw and it's swallowed the whole library. So then you start to have questions about search and retrieval. And this is where things start to get interesting inside, bring the story back round again to the British Computer Society. So, for instance, Take the case of the Electronic Publishing Specialist Group. Most of the people who joined that group don't think of themselves as IT professionals. They think of themselves as being publishing professionals or knowledge workers of some sort, indexers, editors. They've got a sort of a technical bent, but they could be designers or writers or whatever. And they tend not to join the BCS, firstly because they don't see themselves as IT professionals, and secondly because, quite frankly, most of us didn't have the qualifications that would be required at that time to join that society, because they were quite strict in terms of your ability to do computer stuff. And we were just super users, you know, and regarded as such by the society. Information management topics then, of course, started to creep into publishing. And in the EPSG, we found that the biggest meetings that we were organizing were ones that talked about indexing and metadata and things like that. So the concept of what that group is about starts to change. And then we also start to notice there are these other specialist groups, you see. And you found out that the information retrieval people were interested in this, and the artificial intelligence people were interested in this, and the data management people. There are all these different specialist groups where there was an interest in information and knowledge management and data management. And we just didn't know about it. We were all inside our little bubbles. The BCS is at that point also looking at its own internal mission. And one thing that's emerging as a definition is that a professional society of this sort should be acting as some sort of learned society, which means that it's got a body of knowledge of its own that it's trying to foster, manage, and put out to other people. It's publishing books, it's publishing journals, there are qualifications such as ICEP, ECDL. There's also a general and much harder to pin down repository of knowledge in the loosest sense within the membership. And some of the ways in which that's best organized is within the specialist groups because people come together around a specialism. And they hold meetings, and those meetings may be recorded or videoed. But there's no central mechanism for even indexing those, let alone bringing them together. The tapes and the mini discs and the notes are on not only different websites, but some of them in plastic bags in different people's cupboards and that sort of thing. Then we see the rise of an idea within the BCS, which is forums. And this is top-down leadership saying, we need to have some place where on certain topics people can come together and share expertise, to be centers of expertise. They produced specialist panels for each of these forums to which outside people were appointed, people of high standing. But they had a problem about how to engage with the specialist group community. In fact, the specialist group community, by and large, have not engaged with the forums. But meanwhile, there were discussions going on between the specialist groups around the topics of data management, information management, and knowledge management. For example, at our second specialist groups assembly at Bletchley Park, David Penfold, who's now at the London College of Communication and was then the chair of EPSG, spoke on the topic of metadata, and lots of people came up from the different specialist groups afterwards and said, hey, this is something actually that our group's interested in as well. John Lindsay, who was chairing the Developing Countries Specialist Group, in reaction to the World Summit for the Information Society UN conference, ran a couple of events or coordinated a couple of roundtable events with participation from several SGs, one on information literacy and one on metadata for world development. And Danny, I think you were at the second one of those, weren't you? Yeah. And also health informatics was a big theme. The Health Informatics Committee was interesting in itself because it had come together naturally as a coalition of all the different health informatics groups within the BCS. So they were already collaborating around issues like the big Connecting for Health, you know, NHS, IT projects and that sort of thing. And they were beatified, or whatever the term is, by being turned into a forum, which was a different model because, of course, they had come from the bottom up and they had come as a coalescence of existing SGs. And so at an SG assembly workshop, the question was raised, look, are there any other kind of natural coalitions of interest between these groups within the society? And I put my hand up and said, I think it's information and knowledge management. And we passed a little red book around and got people's email addresses, and that, in a sense, is how organizationally Kidham was born. It was originally called Kimtech, and then, of course, the data management people wanted the D word in. Actually, well, we ended up with Kidham because it sounded quite funny and a bit cheeky, I suppose. Ironically, the email list originally was on Topica and latterly on Jiskmail. Bless it. The BCS doesn't seem to be able to do things with computers terribly well. So we don't have a robust mechanism for handling discussion lists. Plus, there's another thing, which is that there's a good member secure area inside the BCS website that could support such things, but that's where you reach the political problem, because from the start in Kidham, we didn't want to exclude non-BCS. And this would be a double exclusion, because people who are not paid up official BCS members, but who are members of specialist group, wouldn't be able to get a look in into the secure site either. So we've had to run this as a sort of skunkworks project on the side. Everything needs a base, and Electronic Publishing Specialist Group has provided that base. So the website for Kidham piggybacks on the EPSG one. This led to a workshop on the 6th of March with 2006, which had about 20 people. It was done as a round table, so nobody was allowed not to speak. It got fully written up, and I think that this is rather important, because otherwise you have a meeting and then it just becomes a kind of commodity with a relatively small half-life in the memories of the people who are actually there. And we discovered some quite interesting things, like, for instance, we discovered that nobody could agree what the word metadata meant. The data management people, who in my opinion actually have got prior claim to the term, meant one thing by it, and then all these jumped up librarians and information scientists had swiped the term in the early 90s to mean something else. And so we've had to try to build a kind of understanding of what those vocabularies mean. At the end of that 6th of March event, John Lindsay suggested that what we ought to plan towards was another event and an exhibition, and I guess that's what we're involved in at the moment. The email list, I think, is one of the successes of the group. It's chaotic. It's got 54 people on it at the moment. There are about a dozen SGs involved and about a dozen external people from external organizations involved. We've had some quite interesting debates at times and discussions. All email discussion lists tend to exhibit some sort of Pareto principle. We've got a few noisy crickets. I'm one of the noisiest, I guess. Partly I need to keep pushing things along. We've got some diligent news posters who kind of point us in different directions, and I think that's very useful. We've got some frequent responders. We've got some fairly large personalities. And we've got a lot of silent lurkers who've never even registered a single blip on the list, but who are just there listening in the background. We had a panel discussion about 14 months ago that was quite successful on principles of classification. Leonard was one of the speakers, together with John Lindsay and Nick Holt. That was quite lively. And there, we haven't written it up, but thanks to this kind of technology, MP3s are available, so I think that's another way in which, and that's actually one of the things that we're intending to do with the recordings here, is to post these things on the website. Where does Kidham stand in relation to the BCS? It's very dangerous. You can get into the phenomenon where you start off trying to run an ecumenical movement and you end up starting another church that nobody will talk to. It's essential, I think, to treat all of the communities fairly and make a kind of an open space where everyone can share their ideas and no one feels that their definitions and vocabularies are being swamped by other people's. Yeah, there's a lot of diplomacy required. The idea of knowledge communities became fashionable in the BCS about a year ago. Someone floated this concept as a new kind of thing. You know, we had the forums, we've got the SGs. What about this knowledge community thing? Nobody is quite clear what it meant, but, and this might sound a little paradoxical, we weren't quite sure what it meant, but most people in the meeting thought that Kidham was the closest thing that came to being what a knowledge community might look like. So this has led to some limited funding and support. We've got this conference coming up on the 17th of September, the first half of which will be a number of presentations a bit like today. but also the latter part of which is going to be more workshop-based and discussion-based, actually ending up looking at the business of knowledge communities like KIDM or like ISCO or like, put in your own initials, how can they be best developed and supported using electronic networks and resources? There's an exhibition that we want to produce. This is coming along rather more slowly than I'd hoped. The idea here is that it would be a way of presenting to external audiences and also internal within organizations, but people who aren't quite aware of what the interesting issues are, some interesting and problematic issues and solutions in informatics and some interesting application areas, like, for instance, remote sensing and the monitoring of the climate might be one. The use of controlled vocabularies in medical informatics to assure that patient records flow seamlessly between different systems might be another. We're still trying to dream up what the content of this would be. And we will see how we go on. One of the things that I particularly appreciate, both at an individual and an organizational level, is the way that there's quite a happy overlap between ISCO and KIDM, without anyone trying to kind of grab and control the other one. But it's a bit like, I'll throw the party this week and you can throw the party next week, and you tend to see the same faces. That's a bit of the background. I don't know quite if that's what you were expecting from me today. It gives you a kind of an idea of what we're trying to do. Actually, if I was to sum up on one thing, a few years back, I drew a diagram on a flip chart at a conference in Sweden, and I had information management in one of the circles, and I had information technology in another of the circles, and they were overlapping. There's another I word or phrase that I haven't mentioned, but that I am also deeply committed to, which is information design, the design of interfaces and products and so on that both help people to use information systems and that communicate the information in as unambiguous a fashion as possible. I'd like that circle to be involved as well. Thank you.